It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of cheap fun.
I love dog news.
This son of a bitch.
Holy cow. You want to ride this jock? Let's go.
I think there might be soaking going on.
I'm Jason Sikandic. My penis is very, very important.
Just Google largest penis in the world and it'll be pops up.
I can squirt Orsa.
Yeah.
You want some pole?
Yeah, give me some pole.
And I can squirt from the distance.
I've never seen so much dong in my life. I'm going to show you my boobs. Don't get me wrong. I like the tatted up whore, too.
Sachi.
I've choked a coop.
It happens.
And I'm going to shove a burrito in my ass.
He's a bitch.
Jacked a brand.
Jacked one, bitch.
Google me, bitch.
Hop on this jug.
He's a bitch.
You freaking bitch.
Yikes.
That was a montage.
Yeah, that's rough.
That is rough. That is aggressive.
Isaac
is
Robb from downtown.
That was rough.
That was kind of shocking, to be honest with you.
Can you imagine tuning in for the first time and hearing that?
Buck's Nana is tuning in, and I want to hear the show that you're a part of. And that's what you get.
Well, I really enjoy the show. Thank you. Yeah. Bye.
I did meet a couple out at a bar last Friday night. And they were big fans. They were P1s. And I always say when you meet a couple, I was like, sorry to the lady that she's forced to listen.
I'm gay, I'm gay, I'm gay.
And I was quickly rebuked with, it was she that was the bigger listener. And she demanded that we talk about, what was it? She was fascinated and she said we needed a deeper discussion on the used sex bots. Remember with those used sex dolls? Remember we talked about
used?
Remember years ago we there is a website like an eBay for sex dolls.
Oh.
Where you can buy used sex dolls, and she apparently, that was the one thing she was fixated on. She kept coming up to me at the bar and talking to me about that. And I was like, well, I'll be damned. You never know. You never know when you come across those listeners. The husband was like, yeah, sorry about that. I'm like, she feels very passionately. So I don't know what else she wanted us to say about used sex dolls, but they're out there.
That's terrible.
Yeah. Of all the things, there's certain things that you shouldn't buy used, and I would assume that sex dolls is high on that list.
Yeah, it's, but I guess it's...
They're expensive, and so people want deals.
Because they're so expensive, people are like, well, you know, clean it up a little bit. Sure, it's fine. I mean, look, we haven't we've all done that, just not with sex dolls, but you know what I mean.
Yes.
We've all like, those are pretty expensive. I guess I'll just...
I think there's a difference between buying a used pair of Jordans and buying a used vagina. Well, I guess all vaginas...
Is there?
I guess all vaginas are used technically for the most part, but the artificial, that's... I don't know how you wrap your mind around that one. I really don't.
Disinfectant, probably.
Yeah, a little bleach.
How much bleach and Lysol before you feel comfortable?
Well, you just got to believe in the science that this will kill 99.999% of all germs.
I'm terrified of that.
I think
that
for
0.01,
me,
to be honest with you.
You can clean it, but I think for me, it's the thought of...
the predecessor doing it?
My mind would never leave the idea of, I wonder...
Who was here before me?
Yeah, I wonder who it was and how fat he was.
Well, and at least if you bought it off of, like, the website... Oh, maybe you wouldn't know, but imagine buying it off of someone because then you've seen him.
Like a meetup, like a Craigslist ad.
You've come face to face.
And it's Rick Riz. Take Rick
Riz? Why did you go down the Rick Riz road?
Why not?
Why?
Thanks, Alan and Braden. Thank you.
You show up.
Good to talk to my friends, Alan and Braden.
You show up on Facebook Live and
on the score in Portland.
And it's Rick Riz's house. He welcomes you in. He's got a mustache on to throw you off the scent. He's like, what are you?
His sex doll's got a little mullet. He's got a little toupee on there. What if they could just replace the parts? You know, like,
yeah, you can.
You could just drop in a new, you know.
Well, again, you don't remember this, but yes, you can.
I don't remember that.
Not only are there full dolls for sale, but you can buy individual parts.
Well, there you go.
But it doesn't matter.
Drop a new hoo-ha in
it
there.
It doesn't matter. You're still... A
couple different up-tops.
It doesn't matter.
A couple different sizes.
No.
You know?
No. You're...
And we're good to go.
No, you're not.
Brand new. Brand spanking new.
Nope.
Only mine.
I'll go out on a limb. Find me something that's worse to buy used than a sex doll. There's nothing.
Anything?
More. Anything.
Condoms?
Whoa.
You can't.
That's, yeah, but it has to actually be
actually has
something,
to be something
that...
you can buy. No one's buying used condoms, yeah. Buckley.
God, disgusting.
Well, you said think of something worse than I did.
There's nothing worse. Of something that you could actually buy used.
Resale, yes.
There is nothing that is worse.
Better than this.
Than buying a used sex doll.
Yeah, I mean.
It's the cream of the crop.
Boy.
Yeah. Good luck.
What about like an apparatus, like a sex swing?
Still not as bad.
Probably not as bad, right?
It's bad, but it's not that bad. Remember, that was another one that we talked about. Was remember that was the guy on Facebook that was selling a sex cage?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, but again,
how's that going in your house?
I thought it was in your sex dungeon.
It's not getting as much use as I thought. You know. You buy it and you tell yourself you're going to use it all the time, and you just don't. Put the dog in there sometimes when he's been bad. There's nothing that even comes close.
The used sex doll talk is a good reminder why you don't ever really want to meet your partner's exes. Boy, that's a fair point. What's the difference?
Hi, Derek. I ran into him at a Blazer game.
I mean, seriously, what's the difference? It's not like, you know, your wife's she's not a virgin.
No.
So what's the difference? She's clean. Am I wrong?
I'm saying used toothbrush.
No, but seriously, answer the question.
But
what's the difference?
Toothbrush either, just like a
There's a difference.
No one's buying that.
What's the difference?
There's a difference.
What is it?
There's a difference.
Yeah, see, this is not going to fly. You're wrong.
No.
That guy's right.
There's the difference.
There's no difference.
There is a difference.
You're riding some, you know, let's say you're just going out for a, you know, just pick up something and, you know, have a fun night, right?
Yeah.
You have no idea what she has done before you.
Nope.
That is no different than a used sex doll.
It's different.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, it is.
Well, you can't just say that.
I can't
have
say
a tangible reason. You don't have a tangible reason, which is why you're saying that. It's the same thing.
Here's the thing.
Okay, here we go. Finally.
No one has... Well, I guess...
Took you long enough.
Someone may have, but they just...
Oh, boy. Here we go. This is Jason Sukanik. On the fan, everybody. Jason Sukanik. Oh,
all right, I'm pivoting. I'm pivoting off that point. That point will not be made.
There's no difference.
There is a difference. Because if you're with someone for the first time, right, that is a living, breathing person, that there is a natural process where that stuff kind of goes away. It gets clean. Oh. There's a natural flushing process that goes... Here's the difference, right? This is my best.
You're scrambling hard.
Well, I had an analogy, and I was
now
like,
you
I
got
can't
something.
Make that analogy.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a broken play here.
Yeah.
Totally. Doesn't mean he can't find a first down, but it's not what he drew up.
There are flags all over the place.
Here's where we're scrambling, okay? This is the difference. This is the difference. If you go to the ocean or a river and you see me pissing in the river,
yeah,
you will still get in the river,
yeah,
right?
I mean, maybe. Not, probably not like right
well,
there.
Well, no, but let's say I'm on the other bank. I'm standing on one side of the Willamette, right? And I'm peeing into the Willamette, and you're on the other side, you're fine. You're still going in that water. If you walk into my bathtub and I'm pissing in it, guess what you're not doing getting in my bathtub? One sits and stays and is going to be there for a while. The other gets flushed down and gets mixed with a lot of other things, and it goes away. One sits and stays. That's the difference.
Yeah, that's a bad analogy.
It's a great analogy.
They're both cleanable. I mean...
No.
Yeah.
You wouldn't get in the bathtub.
Yeah, that...
You wouldn't
bathtub.
Get in a soiled bathtub.
I heard a Portland comedian, Sean Jordan, do a bit on this recently. He basically said, you know, he's out with some buddies, and they were like, they're all in a hot tub. And he's like, so did you guys pee in the tub? And they're like, well, yeah, of course. He goes, okay, so then you won't mind? And he gets up out of the tub, and he starts peeing in it from outside the tub. They're like, dude, that's disgusting! He's like, no, you just said did it.
You don't, yeah. One, you don't do. You don't. And the other one, you're like, fine.
I gotta tell you, I happen to think...
Well, then, used sex doll is in your future.
I happen to think it is possible that a used sex doll is way better than some of the stuff that is human that is out there. And I'll go to my grave on that one.
There is... God, I wish I could remember that couple's name. This was just last Friday, but... If you're listening right now, by the way, you're welcome. You demanded more used sex doll talk, and we delivered. I don't know how we got on this, but we delivered for you.
I mean, you know, if you think about it, at least the protocols for cleaning...
Stop it.
What?
Stop it.
Not all... See, if you have a strong protocol for cleanliness with the USDs... You don't always get that with the humans. You don't know what. You don't know how well that's happening.
Yeah, the text line says here the sex doll might be better because you know that you can actually disinfect it. You can't disinfect a random from the club. I said disinfect.
I don't think you did.
Disinfect.
Good Lord.
This can't get much worse.
This started. All right, we dumped it. That's how this started. Was your aggressive drops at the beginning of the club?
Well, I don't know.
You
can blame me, but you're the one that...
You came in hot.
Some lady comes up to you and wants to talk to you about used sex dolls. That didn't happen to me. That happened to you.
That did happen.
God.
We better move on.
We better move on.
Yeah, probably.
You guys want to talk about the sexy Beatles? They cast the Beatles.
Do they have dolls or there's newer used?
The biopic... That's isn't that what it is? It's not biopic, it's biopic?
Look.
Right? Focus!
No.
We're doing radio here.
Well, someone said something and now I'm having to rethink my whole stance because I was pretty dug in.
You had bad arguments right and left.
Someone said use sex doll or dancer from The Bachelor's Inn.
That's what I'm saying!
Yeah, that's...
What do you think I was saying?
Yeah, I know. I guess when you put it that way, don't know. That one hit home for me a little bit.
This is a no-brainer. I'm going use sex doll from here out.
Buckley, can you go ahead and clip that?
Clip that.
I feel like that needs to be.
Come on!
I feel like that needs to be in the rotation.
All right. Yes. No, the Beatles movie biopic is not out until 2028, but they have officially cast.
And it's hot.
The four Beatles. It is hot. Yeah. You're going to want to see them without their shirts on. Or with their shirts off.
Well, in one, you've seen everything.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. His dong was in...
Saltburn, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Well, let's talk about that next on The Fan. All right, we'll use sex doll from here out. They've been talking use sex doll from here out. Oh, my God. They're talking about the... we've been talking about this Beatles movie.
Yeah.
For a long time now. Everybody gets all fired up.
It's going to be big.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not going to be released until April of 2028. Yeah. And we're already talking about it. It's the one where they're saying they're doing a separate movie on each of the four Beatles.
Yes.
Which is cool because, you know, Paul and John get all the love.
Sure.
Mostly Paul, but a lot of John.
Yeah.
You don't really hear as much about George Harrison, Ringo Starr, in terms of like just their viewpoint on things.
George certainly had his a little bit, but Ringo kind of is the, you know, he's.
But George was like super private.
Yep.
And Ringo's out there. He'll do anything. I mean, he'll probably come on our show. But it's just, I don't know. They're just wildly different viewpoints, and I think it's cool that they're doing it this way. It's Sony, and it's Sam Mendes.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, we're really excited about it, but we have to wait 3 years.
Yeah, but anytime you do one of like the Complete Unknown, which was the Bob Dylan one, that was a big deal. The Queen one, the Freddie Mercury.
I just would rather not know that it's coming.
I know.
If it's 3 years away, like, why don't you just start teasing it, keep it under wraps until it's almost done?
Yeah,
and then we get all excited.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
This is like running down to California to fight someone.
But when you, I mean, the Beatles are the biggest thing in music history. I mean, there's no way that this won't be talked about every step of the way. I mean, this will be, by the time this comes, you will either be beyond fired up or you will be sick of hearing about it, because it's, you know.
Did you ever watch, I know we talked about it, but I can't remember what you said. Did you watch the
Beatles,
the lost footage?
Yes.
Oh God, that was so good.
Really, really good.
So good.
Yes.
If you haven't seen that, and I
was that Get Back? Was that what that was? The
I forget.
Was that what he called
it?
It's the.
Was it on Amazon Prime? Is that what it was?
No,
it was
Lord of the HBO. Rings guy, right?
Yeah, it was Peter Jackson.
Peter Jackson's
I thought it was HBO.
I don't remember what it was on.
I don't remember either.
Oh my God.
We talked about it.
It was great.
Yes.
But there are people that didn't like that.
Really?
Yeah. I've talked to a lot of people that even like the Beatles or like music, they thought it was super boring. And I can see that because it's just raw footage of them tinkering in the studio. There is some downtime.
Yeah, I thought it was fascinating.
Dude, freaking Paul McCartney.
Yeah. Dude's a genius.
I mean, he's a freaking genius. Yes. He just sits down at the piano and just belts out "Hey Jude," off the top of his head.
And I thought it was really weird for me in that, like, I didn't grow up. When did Lennon die? In the 80s.
84?
Lennon, let's look at those. So no. He died in 1980.
Yeah, 80.
I
knew that.
And I didn't get into the Beatles until much later. I was not a kids Beatles fan. Mine was probably more college, and then maybe a little bit after that I started appreciating the Beatles. And I wouldn't even say that I'm the world's biggest Beatles fan, but that's when I kind of gained an appreciation for, obviously, their influence. And so, to me, John Lennon is... he's not even real. He died when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And you hear, you know, like I think about John Lennon, I think about all the different portrayals that there have been of John Lennon in movies, or, you know, Forrest Gump, you know, having the little John Lennon character, and so he's become like a myth to me. He's not real.
See, to me,
and so when I saw that footage, to see John Lennon, I guess being a normal human being, I couldn't take my eyes off of that. That was a trip.
Oh, see, I liked watching Paul more, but yeah. To me, John Lennon is Imagine.
Yeah,
I have a hard time with him being such a... The Beatles were before my time, so I don't really... They're kind of not real,
yeah.
Other than...
Well, especially because if you think of John Lennon and you think of Imagine and
yeah,
Yoko and all that,
yeah.
It's weird when you listen to the early Beatles stuff, which is the definition of bubblegum pop, and you think, wait, this is this revolutionary songwriter and activist, because it really is two separate worlds. John Lennon with the early Beatles, John Lennon with the old, well, I guess it'd be three, John Lennon towards the end of the Beatles, and then John Lennon on his own.
Yeah, it was called Get Back, and it was on Disney Plus.
Disney Plus.
Yeah, the Rob Jackson. What's his name?
Peter Jackson.
Peter Jackson one. And, oh my God, it's freaking great.
Yeah.
And Paul McCartney is just jaw-droppingly good.
Yeah.
And, I mean, and they all are in their own way. George adds his little spin on things, and John's a little out there, but freaking Paul, man.
Yeah. And then...
So they've cast the four.
George Harrison has a good one, too, I think, called, like, The Material
his is,
World.
Yeah, his is really
also
good.
Also really, really
but
good.
But it's not about the Beatles. It's
no,
about him.
It's about him.
Which is also good, but it's... Again, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. With George and Ringo, you just never really get much of their perspective on the Beatles.
No.
It's always Paul and John's perspective. So this will be cool. So here's who they cast. Paul will be played by Paul Mescal.
And I believe he is the guy from Gladiator 2, if I'm not mistaken.
No idea, but yeah. I know he's handsome.
He was the... You probably didn't see Gladiator 2. And to be honest with you, you don't need to see Gladiator 2.
I could have told you that without you having told me that.
It's not very good. And the weird part about that is the CGI in it is worse than the original Gladiator, which is so strange. But yes, he played Maximus's son in the new Gladiator, and I don't know what else necessarily he's been in. That's what I know him from. And he's Irish.
Harris Dickinson will play John Lennon.
And I don't know who that is.
See, you just got to Google image these dudes.
Yes. Well, no, I saw him. I don't think I know him.
I don't know him either.
He was the one when I saw this. The other three I knew. I cannot say that I was familiar with Harris Dickinson.
Joseph Quinn will be George Harrison.
And obviously he's been around a lot. His main one that I think most people would know him from is he was from Stranger Things. He was the rock and roll guy, the Hellfire Club. Eddie?
I know the guy you're talking about. Billy?
Billy.
Billy.
No. Billy was the brother.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was thinking of. Sorry.
No, he was the kind of the outcast guy that ends up dying that played the Metallica solo on top of the motorhome. He became famous through Stranger Things.
They're saying that he was in Game of Thrones.
Was he in Game of Thrones, too?
Yeah, he was. Let me see who he played. He was also in Gladiator 2. Joseph Quinn.
Yes, I think Joseph Quinn played one of the inbred emperors, I believe. So Joseph Quinn is probably the most known right now. He's probably the most famous of these four.
Okay, yeah, he just played a Stark soldier in Game of Thrones.
I thought he was one of the...
His name is Conor. You may recognize him.
In Game of Thrones?
Game of Thrones.
In Gladiator, he was one of the...
Yeah, no, I'm talking about Game of Thrones.
Okay.
And then Barry Keoghan will play Ringo Starr.
Yes.
Is that how you pronounce his name?
Yes.
And he's the guy who was dancing around naked in Salt Man or whatever that was.
Saltburn. He hangs dong.
Yeah.
And
he's got like that kind of sucked a lemon face.
He's the new Joker in the Batman.
He does have suck the lemon face.
And he was also in the Banshees of the Ireland.
Banshees of Inisherin?
Yes, Inisherin.
He's a good actor.
Yes.
I will say.
Yes. So he'll be Ringo, so we'll see like 2 seconds of him because it's Ringo.
So people are already talking about...
Sexy.
Them being the sexy Beatles.
Yeah.
Although, I guess the Beatles were kind of heartthrobby back in the day, weren't they?
Yes.
Weren't the girls all swooning over the Beatles?
100%.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Although,
even Ringo?
Wait until the controversy, because the gal in the Anora that just won the Academy Award, what's her name?
No idea.
Mickey Madsen. She just won the Academy Award for Anora. There is the rumor that she is going to be Yoko Ono.
Oh, okay.
But she's not Japanese.
Oh, no.
Nor is she really Asian. She's Jewish. So,
really?
Yeah. So.
Now, why would they do that?
I don't know. I hope that that's just a bad internet rumor, but...
What does the BTJ think of Yoko Ono? Like, is Yoko Ono like...
She has no idea.
she doesn't. Well, she's too young. Yeah. But what would the BTJ's businessman father think of you? Well, like, what was Yoko a big deal over there?
I don't know. I should ask that question. I should have. I can shoot him a text and be just a random, hey, by the way, what do you think of Yoko Ono? Well, we all hate her and think she's a crazy bitch. I don't know what they think about
her. She's in the Get Back.
Yeah.
She's in the dog.
Terrible, by the way.
Yeah,
she sucks.
She just kind of seemed weird.
Most people blame her for John Lennon going off the deep end.
She just kind of seemed like she was always on drugs.
Yeah. Well, they were too. If you watch towards the end of that thing.
Oh, yeah.
Paul,
especially John.
John and Paul are both just loaded. They are high as a kite.
All right. Good talk. Good talk right there.
Buckstone with the sexy Beatles. Guarantee, though, this wins Academy Awards. Anytime you do these music picks, they always... Ray Charles, Academy Award for Jamie Foxx. Remy Malek, Academy Award for Freddie Mercury. Timothée Chalamet, Academy Award, Bob Dylan. This will be...
What ones didn't?
I don't know if Joaquin Phoenix won for Johnny Cash, but he was nominated. These just always end up being acclaimed.
I loved Walk the Line. I thought that was really good.
Well, didn't Reese win Best Actress?
Yeah, she won.
Yeah, I think she won for June. But I don't think Joaquin won.
He was nominated, though. I think you're right.
These are always big deals, and this will be the biggest of the big. This will just be enormous.
Yeah. Here's Buck with SportsCenter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I love cows.
I do want to tell you that Hot Corner's coming up next. And let me tell you something. Freaking Schultzy is bringing his A game tonight. And do you know how I know that?
Wait, let me guess. He's wearing Mariner gear.
He has a Mariner headband on.
Schultzy, get in. Come stand by Buck. I need to know.
Look at that thing.
Oh.
Hell to the yeah, dude.
Huh. Boy, I don't.
It's like a samurai headband.
Yeah, what are we?
He says it's like the Bryce Harper look.
Yeah. Is that new from opening day? Did you get that up at opening day? Hell yeah.
Now, can I ask, is he wearing that, like, I get it.
Keeps
like
the sweat from the show back.
Yeah, like a workout, like I'll wear one of those when I ride a bike. Are you wearing that, like, in place of a hat, or is, okay.
He says yes.
So you just wear that out and about. Like, you go out.
He's rocking it, dude.
You're going out to get a hot dog wearing that.
You know
he says in here.
He's a man of increase.
In here, he'll do that.
That being is a man of increase. I'm jealous. Like, that's. You know, I always talk about how I want to be a hat guy. Like, I want to wear a Stetson, like, open road, and I can't bring myself to do it. That's the sort of confidence.
I love a headband.
That you need in order to wear something like that.
Schultz says he loves it. It's very comfortable.
I'm a big headband guy.
When you work out?
I don't work out. Oh. But I just like, you know, I wore one at the old Fan Combine.
Oh, yeah.
I like headbands. Yeah. I'm a big headband guy.
But weren't you only wearing them while you're working? Like, where else would you wear one?
Yeah, that's why I don't wear them anymore. Yeah. But,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I have a couple that are like that, but again, I usually wear one under my bike helmet, because when you don't have hair, it is alarming how much sweat pours down your head. So I'll wear one to do that, but I don't think I could bring myself to wear one. Schultz has a confidence right now that I cannot.
He's rocking it, man.
His swagger's on 11
out of
10. Dude,
it is. Dude, you phenomenal. Know what that is? That's Riz.
He is.
And he's dripping with it.
He's the Rizzler.
And he's got his gold chains on and his batting practice jersey.
And his Mariner quarter zip, whatever that he's wearing.
And his Dutch Bros, bro. God, it's a vibe.
Yeah, baby.
He's a beaut, isn't he? Corn Pop, you're a damn beaut.
It's a vibe. All right. We'll wrap it up next. I have one more story for you. It involves Chick-fil-A.
We won't get to it, but all right.
That's next, maybe, on The Fan. Well, we leave you on a sad note tonight. Rest in peace, Shirley Obert.
Who?
I knew you were going to ask that.
Thank you.
She was a 67-year-old Chick-fil-A employee who survived a car crash in Georgia. She was in full Chick-fil-A uniform, only to die soon after when she plunged into a hidden deep well while walking to get help.
What?
You heard me.
This is like the person that survived that San Francisco plane crash, got out of the plane, and then was hit by a fire truck.
There were two of them, I think.
Yeah, there was two. So, lady crashes.
Yep.
Gets out.
Yep.
He's like, oh my God, thank God I'm alive. Yep. And then falls into a well?
Correct.
What?
And dies.
Where are these wells that you're falling into?
Well, there is a picture of it. Boy, I tell you, it is a lawsuit for her family. I mean, I guess, but like, so it looks like that.
Oh.
It's just a,
huh.
You know, you could fall. It's like, I guess she fell 20 feet or something. She was dead down at the base of it.
Oh my God.
And they didn't find her. Authorities said that they went to the scene of the crash.
Yeah.
And they were like, where's Shirley?
Sure. Was it a bad crash?
It doesn't really say.
It says survives crash, which makes you think it's really bad, but.
Well, she was walking. Yeah. She got out of there. Authorities blasted out alerts, urging those in the area to be on the lookout for her, noting that she was wearing her red Chick-fil-A uniform at the time.
So, easily spotted. She looks great, by the way, for being 67.
So, 24 hours later, authorities provided a grim update. They said the Monroe County Sheriff's Office has located Miss Shirley Obert. It is not the outcome we were hoping for. She was found deceased at the bottom of a deep well that was surrounded by very thick brush near where her car was found.
Oh, my gosh.
She stepped in the exact wrong place.
Yeah, because it doesn't look like a huge opening.
It's not a huge opening at all. But she doesn't. She's skinny, or at least looks it.
Well, I'll tell you. Yeah, here's the thing. No offense, but like, I think a lot of us aren't dying in that well. I think our fatness would save us.
This says
that's like Final Destination stuff.
Yeah,
like
it's when it's your time. It's
you
your time.
Were meant to die in the car crash, and then like
that's
death
right.
forgot to come for you, and he was like, "Oh yeah, by the way, well."
Yep. The sheriff's office added, Mrs. Obert appeared to have been trying to go for help when this incident occurred. This appears to be a tragic accident.
Yeah, because, I mean, Yeah, it's like a manhole cover.
Yeah, but it wasn't covered.
It wasn't covered. But that's like the size of it.
But it's the side of a road, so like who's responsible for that?
I don't know. Like, and why is she walking? I guess you're not. I mean, why would you be walking through the brush? But maybe she just wanted to stay off the highway, or
yeah, she's trying to get help or something.
Trying to get help.
Decided rest to in peace.
Go on a nature walk.
That's Shirley Obert.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Why are we ending on that story? That's
at least
awful.
She doesn't have to work at Chick-fil-A anymore.
No, she doesn't. Hey, I'll say this. The Chick-fil-A people are the happiest people in the sandwich game.
Mm.
You ever encountered those?
I've never been to Chick-fil-A.
Well, shame on you, because they make a strong bird. And I'm telling you right now, I don't go to a lot of fast food places, but when you do, and I get it, go to a Popeye's sometimes, those people will tell you to go F yourself. My kids worked at Taco Bell. Trust me, they don't give an S. Somehow, the Chick-fil-A people are whoever they hire.
It's like a requirement to be more pleasant. There are certain things they can and can't say.
Yeah, they are the nicest.
Well, they train them.
Like when you thank them, they're not allowed to say you're welcome as if that, like they're supposed to say it wasn't a problem or something like that.
Look, you can train someone however you want. It is shocking that they are as nice as they are. I'd say like every, I don't know, 2, maybe 3 months, you swing by Chick-fil-A and grab a sandwich on my way home or something if I need to grab something quick. And every time, those people are simply delightful. It's unbelievable. I don't know why they can't get other employees at other places to do that, but Chick-fil-A's got something. Maybe they give them like ketamine or whatever when they show up to work.
You need to go to Bi-Mart.
Same sort of thing.
Oh, they're great.
Yeah.
Same people every time.
Right? Isn't it crazy how some people, but then you go to a different place across the street and
Costco's pretty good.
Yeah, Costco's pretty solid.
It's all in the company and how they treat and train their employees.
People, yeah.
That's it.
Because some places it's rough.
It's like Odyssey.
Go to a Dairy Queen sometime, they'll throw your Blizzard at you. They don't care.
Boy, you ain't kidding.
No, that's
last time I went to Dairy Queen, I'm like, wow, we're lucky to even get this ice cream.
Exactly. Yeah. No one at Dairy Queen cares. Dairy Queen and Popeyes. I'm telling you, it's rough.
But those are franchises, right?
Yeah. It doesn't matter. You've never been to a Dairy Queen or ever been to a Popeyes where anyone gave you any kind of service.
All right, everybody. You have a wonderful night, okay?
See what I can do.
We want you to do that.
Bill Schultze in his headband.
Schultze in his samurai headband. His vibe is coming up next with Hot Quanta. We're back tomorrow, 3-7 on The Thing. Down in the tunnel trying to make it pay.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.